Now, we've got an email here that's come in from François Lagrange. He understands that the solar system's planets circle around the Sun because its gravity is always pulling them inward, keeping them in orbit around it. But he wonders, if every body in the universe exerts a gravitational pull on every other body, as Newton says, he wonders why the gravitational pulls of massive planets like Jupiter don't disrupt the orbits of smaller and less massive planets like the Earth. I put this one to Dr. Ross Church, who works on solar system dynamics at the Lund Observatory in Sweden.
That's correct. Jupiter does exert a gravitational force on the Earth, but Jupiter is only about 1/1000th of the mass of the Sun, which is the most massive object in the solar system, and it's also several times further away. So the force on the Earth from Jupiter is much smaller than that from the Sun, and hence the dynamics of the Earth's orbit are really dominated by the force from the Sun.
But the solar system's been around for, what, 5 billion years? Presumably even quite a small pull would start to have a significant effect over these very long timescales.
Yes, that's correct. And in fact, what the forces from the other planets in the solar system, and that's dominated by Jupiter as the most massive other planet, does is it causes the orbits of the planets to vary on longer timescales and in a periodic way. So the eccentricities and inclinations of the orbits, that's how elliptical they are and how much they're out of the plane of Jupiter and the Sun's orbit, changes with time on timescales of tens of thousands of years.
So while we think of the orbits of the planets as being relatively constant over human timescales, over longer timescales, those orbits are changing.
That's right, yes.
So Jupiter isn't massive enough to have a significant effect on short timescales. What about the stars around the Sun? They're obviously much closer in mass to the Sun.
That's correct. But fortunately for us, they're also several million times further away. So the effects of the other stars on the solar system are negligible. However, if another star were to come closer to the solar system, it could very easily disrupt the orbits of the planets in the solar system. And in fact, we think we have evidence of this having happened in other planetary systems that we now see around other stars. And in particular, one thing we see are what are called hot Jupiters, and those are Jupiter-like planets, but found closer to their stars than Mercury is to our Sun. And we think that these hot Jupiters can be produced when a planet-bearing star with planets rather like our solar system has a close encounter with a binary star system. That is where you have two stars orbiting one another. And the planet-bearing star can be exchanged into this binary. And then the force of the companion star, which is now rather close, perhaps only a few hundred times the distance of the Sun from the Earth, can cause very dramatic changes in the orbits of the planets, which can bring the orbit of one of them very close to its star.
So our nearest star, Proxima Centauri, is, what, about 4 light-years away? But it sounds like if that were to come closer to our own Sun, that would be quite bad news for us.
It would indeed, but it's exceedingly unlikely to do so. And in fact, we know the motions of the stars around us rather well from the results from the Hipparcos satellite, which was a European satellite in the 1990s, which measured the positions of stars extremely accurately. And by measuring the changes in the positions of stars over the timescales of years, you can actually, it turns out, measure their distances and velocities quite well. And hence you can predict how they're going to move in the future. And there's no risk at any point in the immediate future of any of the stars around the Sun coming too close to it.
My thanks to Dr. Ross Church from the Lund Observatory in Sweden.